The shortage of doctors in regional and rural Australia is well known. But what happens during the holiday season when those few medical staff also want a break? The Rural Doctors Association says there'll be some communities with no doctors at all, and patients may have to travel hours for medical help. Catherine Gregory reports.
Hi, George. You're welcome to take a seat. The doctor shouldn't be too long.
This country town patient might be luckier than others in rural communities across Australia, which will be facing a doctor's shortage this holiday season. Bombala, in the Tablelands of southeast New South Wales, will be one of them. Its doctor, Emma Cunningham, is taking some time off.
I'm very worried about the future of the medical services there and the practice, and so we do need more doctors.
While Dr. Cunningham will be on duty for a few of the non-public holiday days and the hospital will remain open, some patients will still be left vulnerable.
Their first stop should be the ambulance and their second stop should be the hospital, and our nurses there are very capable nurses. Unfortunately, past that point, they will be referred on to the nearer town, so Cooma or Bega, which is an hour and a half away.
Dr. Cunningham also goes on maternity leave from early January.
I think that the whole town is worried about the future of their medical services.
It means doctors in the nearby larger town of Cooma will have much more work on their hands.
So we sort of cover a big surrounding area, so people tend to come in after hours and through the weekends, from us down to sort of the Victorian border, I guess.
That's Cooma GP Hamish Steiner. He'll be rotating with other doctors to cover residents across hundreds of kilometres over the holidays.
It is challenging in some ways. You can be swamped. You can end up being 2 or 3 hours behind with work easily, where you're just working flat out. You can't take a break. It's just non-stop. It's much busier now than it used to be 10 years ago.
He says the stress is exacerbated because patients in remote areas often wait until the last minute to travel to see a doctor. And then other rural patients have to go through the holiday season without important medications. The shortage of rural doctors and locums able to cover their leave is an ongoing problem in Australia, according to the Rural Doctors Association of Australia. Dr. Adam Colso is the association's president.
There are things in place to try and address that. One of them is the rural generalist program, so trying to get doctors with more advanced skill training who want to work in rural areas and try and get them into a rural spot. A lot of the research shows that there are people who want to work in rural areas, but you've got to get the right doctor to the right town and the right location.
Do you think there's been an improvement in the number of doctors in rural and country areas?
Yes, absolutely. Over the last 10 years, there's been shown to be a good improvement in trying to address the rural doctors' shortage. And we've seen all levels of government make good progress, but there's still a long way to go there.
Dr. Adam Colso from the Rural Doctors Association, ending Catherine Gregory's report.